Good morning. Board meeting this morning. Would you please stand to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. The first thing on the agenda this morning is election of officers. And I'd like to be the first one to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion for Bill O'Brien to be chairman for the following coming year, 2007.
Second that.
Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Well, in that case, Mr. Mayfield, I'd like to make a motion that you be vice chairman.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Welcome to the chair.
All right, next on our agenda, we have a presentation, award of AT&T Accelerator Technology Grant. Kathy Halsey.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. My name is Kathy Halsey with the new AT&T, and we are again new because just a few weeks ago we completed, maybe not even a few weeks ago, but we completed our merger with Bell South. And so we do have more states that sit under our purview for our local service, and 100% of Singular has now come under AT&T. Which soon you'll see that will be changing over to the AT&T wireless name. So it truly is the new AT&T. I'm here today to share some great news with you. Several years back, there was an initiative started in your county called Connecting Stanislaus, and it really was looking at the technology base that you have here. And it was focused on really two different sides. One was, what is the technology that you have, and looking at like high-speed internet, for example, and then also looking at what's the usage of the people that live here, your businesses and your individuals. A lot of focus was put on what can we do to increase the technology base, and that included the usage of technology from your individuals here. Earlier this year, there was a grant announcement from our foundation called the Accelerator Grant Program. And it was a competitive grant, and the County of Stanislaus applied for, I believe it was $15,000, is that correct, Keith? And it was focused on one of the initiatives from the Connecting Stanislaus project, and that was on the technology training, and it was the mobile training, actually taking a van out to the community and doing training that was specific to individuals and their businesses. And I am pleased to be here today to share with you that the County of Stanislaus was awarded that $15,000 grant towards that project. And that really is great news because being that it's a competitive grant, you can understand we get far more requests that come in than what we have money for. And I can tell you I was just as excited as could be the day that I heard that the county was awarded that grant. The Connecting Stanislaus Initiative is a great project here. I have several counties I have responsibility for, and I know they've looked at trying to do the same thing, but they've not been as successful, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that you need a champion, and you really have your champion here with Keith Boggs, who's continued to drive that, and it really has made a difference here in the county. It's about increasing the knowledge base of your technology here, and that's in all sectors, in agriculture, in your public safety, in your senior citizens, it's across the board. So it's a great program, great project, and we're really pleased to be a partner with you and to be able to provide this grant money that's focused on the mobile van. So I want to say congratulations to your county, congratulations to the Connecting Stanislaus Project, and we look forward to increasing your technology base for all of your citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. If anybody in the audience wishes to comment on any non-agenda item, they may do so now. I have no specific request to speak. Seeing no one, we'll move on to consent calendar. Is there anybody wishing to remove an item or further discussion on any item? Can I have a motion, please?
I'll move for approval on the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Grover, second by Supervisor Mayfield. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Next, moving to item B9, approval of 2007 annual progress report for Stanislaus County Employee Mentor Program. Keith Fox.
Good morning, Chairman O'Brien, members of the board. Keith Fox, Deputy Executive, Chief Executive Office. We're here this morning to present the annual update on the Stanislaus Employee Mentor Program. Joining me are several department site coordinators. If you'll raise your arms if you're here. Our partners from the Volunteer Center of the United Way, Stanislaus Mentor Network. Susan Fisher is here, reading specialist with Fairview School, as well as her principal, Rob Williams, very one of our mentor sites. Susan has a special guest, two special guests that will make brief presentation momentarily. As most of you know, the average public sector mentor effort has an approximate 24-month program existence. Programs ramp up with all the fanfare of new experience and then seem to run their course at or around the 2-year mark. What makes the Stanislaus County model so special is that our program is now entering its 9th year. Actually starting this month. Employees from over a dozen county departments have contributed well over 11,000 hours of personal time at lunch, after work, and on weekends to young people and children in our community. And you know, I almost put together a single slide PowerPoint presentation with just the number 11,145, but I thought it would be typically Keith overkill, so I didn't do that. This is truly a testimonial to some very special and very dedicated county employees. Our community outreach, the development of working community-based partnerships are fundamental to this board's stated priorities. And with January being recognized as National Mentor Awareness Month, our education partners, parents, employees all wish to thank you for making that same distinction here in Stanislaus County. But we appreciate and we value that commitment. Finally, I'd like to invite each of you to join us on January 18th, it's a Thursday evening, at the Salida Library Community Room for the 8th Annual Employee Mentor Program Recognition Dinner, beginning at 5:30 p.m. And at that function, we recognize the Site Coordinator of the Year and the Stanislaus County Mentor of the Year. At this point, allow me to introduce Ms. Susan Fisher and her guests to share a brief testimonial to their mentor experience. Susan?
Up here, guys. Hi, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm here with our principal, Rob Williams, and I want to say a special thank you to him for his support for this program, which is very important. There's a lot of negative press about education these days, but there's so many positive things that happen sometimes below the surface, and this mentor program is one of those. It's been a real joy to watch the relationships between the adults and the students. There are results that are tangible and not tangible. Their grades are going up, that's a tangible thing. But the differences in size, the children, their self-esteem, what their dreams are for the future, those are things that can't be measured, but I think we're going to see those results in the future too. There's a little girl I couldn't bring. She really would be a representative of someone disenfranchised in our society, just the different things that she has to deal with. And I'm so sorry she couldn't come today, but she was in third grade twice. And her mentor and she developed such a special bond, but they are still pen pals. Her mentor retired, moved to Florida. She can't wait to come back and see this little girl graduate. So it's a lifelong thing at times. And with no more further ado, I'd like to introduce Savannah and Richard.
Ken talking, he's talking about Savannah is going to tell you why having a mentor was really special and important for her. She's in what grade now?
Fourth.
Okay. So she had a mentor last year. What was special about your mentor?
My mentor is special because she helped me read and she helped me do math. She helped me do math because reading and math go together, and you can't do math without reading it because you have to read the directions and you have to... Yeah, you have to speak.
Richard, you've been involved with this mentor program for a long time. Richard has helped recruit mentors. He's gone to different company meetings and talked about the importance of a mentor. Can you talk about what the mentor program was for you? What did it mean for you?
It means a lot to me because I was really going low on reading and writing. I really needed help. So they gave me a mentor, and that mentor really helped me, and now I'm in fifth grade, and all my grades are going up now.
I owe you a Coke. Any questions, John? Thank you, Susan. That concludes our presentation.
I have a proclamation to present.
Linda Bruno is here to accept the proclamation, I believe.
While Linda is coming up, I would like to compliment.
Kathy Davis? Linda here?
To compliment Keith for his leadership in this mentor program. I did take a few lunch hours just to experience mentoring for myself, and it was an incredible opportunity. I enjoyed it immensely. And again, to all of the county employees that dedicate their own time to the success of this program, I want to say thank you.
Well, I get the honor to present a resolution. The mentor program is just wonderful. Over 11,000 hours, that's just great. I had the opportunity to attend the dinner last year, and I'll be out there again this year, and it's such a neat event. The San Luis County Board of Supervisors does hereby unanimously proclaim January 2007 as Mentoring Month in San Luis County and encourages all adults to become positive and powerful role models for the youth of San Luis County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. I want to add that being a mentor, we probably get more out of it than the students. I've been mentoring for 4 years now, and it's a wonderful experience. You build a one-on-one relationship with a student, and to see their eyes just shine when you walk in the room, it's really just heartfelt. And I have to say, urge all of you to be a mentor, because there's nothing more wonderful than mentoring a child and watching them grow. I have children that I mentored that they come into the library and see me on a regular basis. And it's really, like I said, heart-touching. So if you have the time, please mentor a child.
I do need a motion to approve the progress report.
Also moved. Second.
Motion by Supervisor Mayfield, second by Supervisor Grover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item B10, approval of Amendment 1 to a joint exercise of powers agreement with California Statewide Automated Welfare System. Ken Patterson.
Good morning, Chairman O'Brien and members of the board, Mr. Robinson and Mr. Krosnick. I am Ken Patterson. I'm the director of the Community Services Agency. And with me is Kathy Harwell, the assistant director over our StandWorks division. We're bringing up a PowerPoint here. Our true purpose for being here today is to ask you to consider an amendment to the joint powers agreement that operates the Consortium 4C4 system. It's the first time we've amended this joint powers agreement since entering into it in 1998. And so I would just like to provide you some background about Community Services Agency's experience. What we'll be covering today is the background about this consortium for. We'll talk about why we're expanding the Joint Powers Authority. We'll tell you about some of the benefits from the C4 system for our agency, and then some of the customer benefits. We'll briefly cover the budget and then ask for the consideration of the recommendation. First, by way of background, C4 is an automated eligibility determination, case management, and benefit payment system. Prior to it, and it covers these following programs: temporary cash assistance, Medi-Cal, food stamps, child care, foster care, and adoption assistance. So you can see that many services of the Community Services Agency use this C4 system. We have about 800 staff at CSA that use the C4 system, and at least 600 of those on a daily basis. There's another 150 to 200 community partners that have been given security rights to use the system as well, for a total of somewhere between 950 and 1,000 users. So it's a big system. And at any given time during the year, we have about 105,000 individual customers whose records are being maintained and utilized within C4. Probably in a given year, it's about 130,000 unique individuals will be served by the C4 system. To give you some background, in 1996, Merced, Riverside, and San Bernardino and Stanislaus counties formed this consortium to build this information system. Then on December 10th of 1998, your board, as constituted at the time, authorized Community Services Agency to enter into this joint powers agreement for the governance. And my predecessors and myself has continuously sat on the board of directors for the C4 consortium since that time. And then on April 10th of 2001, you authorized us to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the other three counties to go ahead and begin the development and implementation of that system. Now, I'll cover why those four counties were unique in forming this partnership. But first, just a little more background. We went live with this information system, this welfare program system, on April 6th of 2004. And then the other counties came on slowly thereafter, and by October, San Bernardino being the last county to join, went live in October of 2004. We're called Consortium 4 because we are California's fourth attempt at creating a statewide information system for welfare programs. LA County, because of its size, has its own. There's 35 counties that are in something called ISAWS, the Integrated Statewide Welfare System. And then there are another group of counties using something called the CalWIN. The federal government would dearly love California to just have one information system for welfare programs. That is the vision, and we're moving towards it slowly. But about 2 years ago, the state said to the 35 counties that were in the ISAWS system, they said, your hardware is getting rather old. It's not working particularly well. We're not going to invest any more money for development of it. You need to pick one of the other consortiums and join with them. They sent out emissaries, if you will, to all of the counties and said, how's CalWIN working? How's C4 working? And their own staff from those 35 counties voted to come with our system. So that all 35 of the ISAWS counties said, no, after looking at it, we want the C4 system. We've had a number of auditors come in to do case audits for case accuracy, just check our benefit payments. They all, upon doing the exit conferences, say, we really like to use the C4 system. Its screens are more manageable. It's more intuitive. We wish that when we did our audits, they could all be C4 counties. So in November of 2004, all 35 counties did vote to come with us. And what this would represent then is a new consortium of 39 members. And it would be 25% of the state's welfare caseload would be contained in those 35 counties. And 70% of the California's 58 counties would then be C4 users. To talk about some of the benefits, we knew that it would, first of all, spread the base of operation over a much larger number of counties. Secondly, because we are rebidding the maintenance and operation and development of the software changes necessary to bring these other counties aboard, we think there's a strong possibility that it would be able to decrease our vendor rates. We think that we'll experience the continued customer satisfaction surveys that both from our users and from our ultimate end customers. And then it reduces the number of statewide automated systems in California from 4 to 3, and that really pleases the federal government, I can tell you that. We knew that we would have a big culture change in Stanislaus County and Community Services Agency when we went to an automated system. Even though we used desktop computers for parts of the function, we were ultimately a manual system for determining and tracking welfare benefits. So we developed a survey system to ask our end users, these 800 end users, how the system was working. And you can see we surveyed them at 4, 8, 12, and 16 months. We asked them, because there was some reluctance at first, is this system going to work for us? And you can see we started out at about 55% saying, yeah, it's getting better. And then we got up to 75% said, yeah, it's continuing to get better. And then it kind of plateaued and said, no, it's probably as good as it's going to get. But we have other survey questions we want to share with you, too. We ask your employees, does C4 make my job easier? And you can see from 4th month after going live out to 28th month, we went from 55% said, yeah, it seems to be making my job easier, to 70% or better now saying, yes, it definitely makes my job easier. And probably more importantly, those that disagree is going down as well. I think that comes from comfort and familiarity with using the system. And to some degree, the new hires that we have in the eligibility worker role are more tech-savvy, used to using keyboards and information systems from whatever high school and college or home experience they have. So part of it is a generational thing as well. Maybe the most important question is C4 helps provide better service to customers. And you can see as we've asked this question over time, our staff, our end users, are clear in that, yes, it is providing a better service. In the last part of our survey, you can see that little picture there. That is a typical case file pre-C4. Now, we are about 60% implemented with imaging all current open case records. We think by the end of the year we'll be at 100%, but it's important for us to ask that question of our staff, is this system reducing the amount of paperwork I have to handle? And you can see we're still, that's an elusive goal, but one that we're making progress towards. Some of the benefits for customers is that they receive their benefits via the EBT, Electronic Benefit Transfer Card. Having the same system in 70% of the counties will make, as they move from county to county, if they do, we'll be able to transfer case records more effectively and have, as we've had, moves between Merced and Stanislaus now. And we think that we'll have continued customer satisfaction. Our 1,600 surveys over the last 18 months, the customers rate that 90% of them say that our agency was helpful and that they were treated well by staff, 92%. And one of the things I need to say is that the reliability and availability of the system is high. It was one of our contracted deliverables with the Accenture Corporation, who built this system for the 4 counties. They have, over the past 12 months, a 99.9% system uptime during the core business hours. And so they're doing their maintenance and other changes that they have to make at a time that doesn't interrupt our business process. And we think that's a real benefit to the customer if they're calling in or dropping by our office, that this, you know, they don't hear the system's down, we can't help you right now. And we've all had that experience as customers, so we're happy about that. Just to tell you a little bit about the budget, the total annual budget for C4 is just under $49 million. Our share of that is $5.9 million. The county general fund that we allocate to the match is just under $400,000 a year. The total project since inception for design and development and maintenance and operation to now is a little under $400 million, $378 million. But I think we've helped do a platform that will support these other counties. So if you approve Amendment 1 of the JPA, that's going to allow us, as one of the four charter counties, to expand the joint powers authority to include the 35 ISOS counties. Each of their boards of supervisors will take this matter up individually and will vote to join our consortium. We are the first county in the state to put this before our board of supervisors. It will allow then, once all counties have signed on, those 35 counties to, the technical term is migrate to the C4 system by November of 2010. And the governance board will move from 4 members to 7 members. We are guaranteed a continuing seat on the board of until implementation is complete. 2011, I think, would be the first time that we might be at risk of not having one of the 7 votes. But right now, myself or my successor would be one of the standing members. And so our recommendation is that you go ahead and approve this joint powers amendment. And from here it will go to, if you so approve, it will go to our 3 other charter counties and then out to the other 35. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions? I do have one question. On the C4 project, it's probably not like the ICGS project where we own the software. Do we own this program or the vendor owns it that we've contracted with?
That's a great question. We own it jointly with the vendor. That's what our council has said. And they wanted and have marketed it in other states. They've shown how the system works. And when they do that, the joint powers agreement and the state together collectively get a $100,000 credit towards offset of operations or acquisition of new hardware that the vendor Accenture Corporation does. And if we were to claim our share of each time they demonstrate it or sell it, we would be remitting to the federal government and the state government nearly all of the money, since our share, that $395,000 a year of the $49 million, would be probably all that we could claim back. So we have addressed that consideration. I was attuned to that when the ACGIS discussion was going on in front of the board, and that's the deal, if you will, that we've made with the state of California and with Accenture Corporation. It's $100,000 just for them to demonstrate it, and then if they ever sell it actually to another state, I think we're going to have the discussion about that.
Very good. Any questions? Is there a motion?
I'd like to move approval.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Grover, second by Supervisor Mayfield. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 5-0.
Thank you.
We're down to correspondence.
This is for an educational letter.
Sorry. This board has received a letter from the Owens Corning Home Experts, Inc. on their plans to permanently discontinue all operations at its Modesto business facility at 4459 Spires Way, Suite D in Modesto, effective February 28, 2007 through March 30, 2007. Pursuant to the Workers' Adjustment and Retaining Notification Act.
I refer this to Alliance WorkNEC and the San Francisco Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a letter from the Alpine County Board of Supervisors requesting the adoption of January's Glaucoma Awareness Month in San Francisco County.
Refer to Health Services Agency.
This board has received a notification of exemption for the travel policy from the Auditor Controller.
We acknowledge receipt of the letter.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of the claims and refer to the Chief Executive Officer, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I have one. On January 12th, we will have the last town hall meeting discussing the proposals for the development of Crow's Landing Naval Air Base. The meeting will be at 6 o'clock at the Patterson City Hall. And we haven't received the proposals yet. The steering committee will take those up on January 17th, but this is a meeting for the local people. If they have some questions, you know, try to answer them before the proposals are made to the steering committee.
Supervisor Grover?
I just want to make a report that I represented Stanislaus County on the Waste Energy Executive Committee that met something the week before Christmas. Everything appears to be going well there.
Great. I have a few things. First, I'd like to welcome Supervisor Montique. Looking forward to some great years. I also want to thank my colleagues for electing me chairman. I thank you now. We'll see you about months from now. And finally, I do want to report that Supervisor Grover and myself, along with CEO Robinson and David Jones, went to Sacramento yesterday to meet with our legislators to push the Board of Supervisors platform for 2007, which has been adopted by this board. So we were in Sacramento yesterday. CEO report.
Yes, I might just add a little bit to the detail on yesterday's meeting. We did meet with Senators Cogdill and Denham's staff with Senator Denham via teleconference. Also, Assemblymember Agazarian, Barry Hill, and Galgiani. Our legislators were very receptive and very engaged in the discussions. I feel it was a very productive meeting, and we're looking forward to continuing to work with them in the year ahead. We had several issues of significant importance to the county that we discussed at yesterday's meeting, and just a real brief overview. The opportunities that are presented from the recently passed infrastructure bonds, including the potential to access funds for levee repairs and improvements to some of our roadways, most particularly State Route 219, using congestion management funding. Also, discussions relative to opportunities under Prop 84, both for levee repairs and for improvements to our park systems. We discussed revenue and taxation issues, specifically two matters, one speaking to the county's property tax administration program, which you'll remember was not funded for 2006-07, but a bill has been introduced in 07-08, for the 07-08 session already to rectify this this issue, and if successful, will provide additional resources that are critical to Stanislaus County and, in fact, the state of California in administering our property tax program, benefiting the assessor's office, treasurer's tax collector's office, and tax division of the auditor controller's office. Additionally, negative bailout, we have not forgotten the value and importance of continuing to address the issue of both low property tax and negative bailout to Stanislaus County and our residents. And then finally, two issues, one agriculturally related, red imported fire ants. You've heard the discussion relative to this matter at previous board meetings, and we are pursuing a legislative solution to help us to develop funding stream to begin to identify and address the risk associated with red imported fire ants. And then the final matter that we discussed at some length with our legislative leadership was the potential implications relating to healthcare reorganization and the need to be diligent as we consider alternatives and options in addressing healthcare needs in the community. We want to make sure that essentially we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Stanislaus County has a wonderful program and serve over 250,000 patient visits a year in our existing clinic system at a cost of approximately $4 million general fund money annually. And we want to make sure that as we begin to look at a reorganization of our healthcare system, that we don't forget that the program that we are currently administering is meeting the needs of a great many people in our community. We want to continue to meet those needs while looking for ways to expand the ability of the county to reach out and provide health care to those persons who live in our community. Finally, county jail and corridor facilities, a proposal that would result in state prisoners retaining or being retained in county jails for an extended period of time or a period of time greater than in under current law. We see some potential there because the current recommendation does come with, or proposal does come with some funding for infrastructure and capital improvements. Our concern, of course, is that the life cycle costs associated with maintaining those facilities and the costs of staffing a justice facility are substantial. We want to make sure that the long-term costs are not forgotten when we consider the implications of a partnership with the state of California. Busy day, and that is a very brief summary.
All right. Seeing nothing further on the agenda, we'll adjourn this meeting.